We turn to the Word of God. Our scripture reading for this morning is from the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible. Revelation chapter 12, and we'll read verses 1 to 6, and then our text is the second part of verse 5. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. I'll read the passage. I'll say this is the word of the Lord, and the congregation responds together saying, "Thanks be to God." Last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12, starting at verse 1. "A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. And she was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept a third of the stars of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. This is the word of the Lord. May God add his blessing to his word this morning. Here, congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is a very fascinating passage. It's a passage with some pretty amazing pictures and symbolism. Of course, you need to read it carefully and correctly. This is not a passage that you can take literally. No, you have to appreciate the genre in which it is written. This is a passage with some very big pictures. And what we need to do is take literally the message that it is trying to get across. In many ways, our passage is a Christmas passage. I've heard sermons on this in the Christmas season, and I myself have preached on this passage in the Christmas season. What is Revelation 12, verses 1 to 6? What is this passage about? Revelation 12 makes reference to three main characters. The first is the woman. Verse 1 reads, it goes like this, "A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head." Obviously, this is a very powerful and precious and glorious woman. The moon is her footstool, the sun is her brilliant robe, and her crown is the stars. You understand that according to our passage, this woman, she's expecting. She's pregnant. Who is this woman? She's the church. She's the Old Testament church about to give birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Verse 3 introduces us to the second main character, Satan. Verse 3, "Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head." Obviously, a powerful, deathly scary creature we have here. And what's he doing in our passage? He's watching, he's observing the pregnant woman. His goal, his hope, is to devour the child as soon as he is born. And of course that doesn't happen, which brings us to verse 5. Says the scripture there in verse 5, "She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter." Yet this verse introduces us to the third and the most important character in our passage, Jesus Christ. In God's perfect time, he is born. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Notice his authority. How does verse 5 say it again? She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. This Christ is powerful, and for sure he is. Which brings me to the last part of verse 5, which is my text for this morning. Let me read verse 5 again, this time all of it. How does it go? She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. Congregation, what is our text talking about here? Being snatched up to God. What are we talking about here? John is talking about Christ's ascension when he went with the clouds up into heaven. That's what Christ's ascension is really all about. It's about being snatched up to God and to his throne. Now, you might say that the writer of Revelation, the Apostle John, is moving maybe a little bit fast here. Christ is born, and poof, he's snatched up, he's taken up to heaven. I mean, he comes down, yeah, but now he's back up again? That fast? Why this fast? What about the stuff in between? What about all the stuff in the middle? What about Jesus' life on earth? What about his earthly ministry, his teaching ministry? What about his death on Golgotha? What about his resurrection? Aren't these things important too? Well, of course they are. But they are not important for the point that John wants to drive home here. The point John wants to drive home here is that Christ, who was born last week on December 25, he's now on the throne. He rules. That's precisely why he came. He came so that he might rule all the nations with an iron scepter from God's throne up in heaven. Now, of course, you know how he got such power and authority. It's through his earthly ministry, right? It's through his death and through his resurrection. It's because he won the victory over the dragon in his death and his resurrection. That's why he is now on the throne. He rules. A brief word about verse 6. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. That's what verse 6 says, the last verse. What's John talking about there? In that last verse, John talks about what became of the woman, the church, after Jesus went up into heaven. What did become of her, the woman? God took her to a place where he might care for her for a time. The text mentions 1,260 days. Don't get too bent out of shape with that. Revelation uses a lot of big numbers that have a lot of Old Testament background, which we do not need to get into here. Suffice me to say that this number refers to that period in which the church will be under persecution, but not for long, for the time is set. It's only so long, and it's only so difficult, and that's because Christ is on the throne. So here's the good news, everyone, for the year 2018. Jesus Christ is on the throne, and he's still there. He's actually reigning there for you and for me. Please do not overlook this fact this morning. Please dwell on that fact with me this morning. You know, we usually divide history into B.C. and A.D., right? Or should I say we used to. Today, our culture is trying to change it to B.C.E. and C.E. Maybe you know what those terms stand for. BCE today stands for Before Common Era. CE stands for Common Era. The change now is because academics and others don't like the religious connotations of BC and AD anymore. And so now we live in what modern scholars call the Common Era. That's what we live in now. We call it the Common Era. What a perfectly neutral, boring, spiritually dead way of talking about history. We live now in the Common Era. What in the world does that even mean? Well, if culture in society today wants to change it to BCE and CE, so be it. But as for me, I'm going to stick with BC and AD. For Christians, these terms are definitely better. And what do those terms stand for again? BC, from the Latin, stands for before Christ. AD, what does that stand for again? We want to say AD, after, right? But after what? After AD, after death? After Christ's death or something? The word is after, isn't it? Actually, it's not. AD is from the Latin Anno Domini, which literally means in the year of our Lord. I like that. It's certainly better than the Common Era. We live in the year of our Lord. So understand, it's not B.C. before Christ and A.D. after Christ or after his death or something. No, it's A.D. really meaning in Christ. Or maybe better yet, A.D. under Christ. Christ is not someone from the past. No, he's in the present. And he's on the throne now. He rules. He is fulfilling Psalm 2, which we read this morning. He's fulfilling Psalm 2, making it come alive. Right now, he rules the nations with his iron scepter. Which means that the days of the dragon are numbered. He has been crushed already, to use the words of Genesis 3 verse 16, or Romans chapter 16 verse 20. He was crushed by Christ on the cross. Not that Satan isn't dangerous anymore. No, he is. He was not totally crushed in the death and resurrection of Christ, but it was closed. He was crushed in principle. And so now Satan is living off of adrenaline. Now today, Satan is in panic mode. Today he attacks the woman and he persecutes the church because he knows that in due time he is going down. And all of this is because Jesus Christ was snatched up to God and to the throne. He was snatched up. I like that language. According to Revelation 12, Christ wasn't just lifted up to heaven. According to Revelation 12, he wasn't just taken up by the clouds into heaven. No, he was grabbed. He was seized by God. He was snatched so that he might sit upon the throne. And so many things may happen in the year 2018. Some of us will move. Some of us might buy a new house. Some of us might get a new job this year. Some of us will be blessed with more children. Some of us will move off to college or university. In all of these things, we will also experience challenges. Of course, spiritual warfare is involved in everything. Satan is working frantically now to destroy the cause of Christ. He needs to stop the coming kingdom. And so there will be strife. There will be pain and there will be disappointment. There will be continued persecution in this world. There will be more signs of the times. 2018 will not always be easy. But what we must never, ever forget is that Christ is on the throne. We live under Christ now and nobody else. We live in the year of our Lord. He's on the throne. There he actively pleads our cause before the Father. There he is making the kingdom. He's making our home ready for you and for me. From there he is guiding history, moving it forward. And from there, Jesus Christ is ruling the nations. And he is coming soon. He is coming soon. And then the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, to quote the words of Romans 16, verse 20. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you in 2018. Amen. Let's sing.